God bless you, brother and sister. This is your brother Iggy with a spark for hope, daily devotionals. And today I'm very pleased to bring this amazing topic, the nation of love. And for that, brother and sister, I just wanted to let you know that the Bible said in 1 John chapter 4, verse 8, whoever does not love, that person do not know God. You know why? Because God is love. And I want to share with you another scripture, which is 1 Corinthians chapter 13, verses 4 and 7. The Bible said as follows: love is patient. Love is kind. It does not envy. It does not boast. It is not proud. It does not dishonor others. It is not self-seeking. It is not easily angered. It keeps no record of wrongs. Wow! Love is so powerful, brother and sister, that really change the way how we live. And just for you to know, as the Bible said also in 1 John, if you love, then you know God. But if you don't love anyone, you don't know God, because God is love. I really love this scripture because it tells you that love should be on you. If you say you love God, the love of God should be in you, brother and sister. I want to share some steps that will really help you. There are practical steps that will help you to connect and make this love very real in your life. First, identify one person in your life who needs love and intentionally reach out to them, brother and sister. Second, perform a random act of kindness once a week. If you can do it even a couple of days, you know, every day, even better. Third, practice active listening in your conversation. Pay attention to the people that you are speaking with, because they might be telling you that they need someone to love them, to show the real love. Fourth, set aside time each day to reflect on God's love for you and for others. It is important that you dedicate some time and meditate on God's love. Fifth, share the love of Christ with someone through a testimony or services. You know, this is powerful, because what God has been doing in your life, you can share with other brother and sister. I'm gonna tell you that understanding the characteristic of the biblical love can really transform our interaction with others. When we embody God's love, you know what? We create a ripple effect in our community, brother and sister. This really is powerful. And just for us to reflect on this, I have three questions. How can we distinguish between love as an emotion and love as a choice? Wow, answer those questions internally and you really will connect with God even in deep. In what way does society's definition of love differ from the biblical concept of love? And another question is, how can you integrate the quality of love described in 1 Corinthians 13 into your daily life. This is so good. This is so good because if you answer that question, and I'm going to tell you, the way you will integrate it is by following the step that we previously share with you. And that's going to help you a lot, brother and sister, to connect with God. Because how come you say that you love God and then you cannot show love to somebody else? Remember what 1 John chapter 4 verse 8 said. Whoever does not love does not know God. But whoever does love, I will tell you, that person love God or know God, because God is love. Wow. I hope you get this concept, brother. The nation of love. God bless you all today and tomorrow, brother and sister.